Allahu Akbar.
Small request. It's 11:15, forget it. If you could not take pictures, and notice I'm looking at a very specific section of the hall. If you could not take pictures while we speak, it would make me feel like a human being. Brothers, just try to stay awake. It'd be great. I like how they kept the sisters section a little bit more lit, and then the brothers can sleep very comfortably in the back. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi nabiyyil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi nattayyibin attahirin. Allahumma anta salam. Wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Hayyina wa adkhilna dar salam. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. I extend to you the speech that the angels in paradise will say to you, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Very quickly, how many people attended the YM thing? Okay, I've been speaking for, alhamdulillah, some number of years. Mashayikh are sitting amongst us. That was mind-blowing. So if we could do half of that one more time, for those of you who weren't there, it was, I'm going to use the word magical, and I know that's problematic, but let's just try it together, inshallah. So you're going to do two sounds. You're going to fill your air like a pump. Y'all know what a pump, no one knows what a pump is. Pump that, they're like, my mom didn't give me one of those. Okay, let's try with, and then we're going to let the air out like you're letting the air out of a tire. So you're going to say the word law. Desi, sometimes we say Allahumma, Allah. I want you to say the word law. Can everyone say law? Now, at the YM thing, we didn't do it with as much passion, but it's 11:15, 11:17. So do it with a little bit of flavor. I know Connecticut people, not so much flavor, but you know, sorry, come on guys, how flavorful are you guys? So let's try our best. New Yorkers, can we show them some flavor? This is totally inappropriate, but it's okay. So can we show them a little bit of flavor, please? You know, tilawa is something that illuminates. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all know second revelation, أَوْزِدَ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Give some flavor to it, okay? So start from the beginning, inshallah. And if I may request, it's durood and salam on Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sit up for the love of God, please. I mean, for 10 minutes, then after that, I'll be out of your hair. And I'm prepping you in this way because one of our teachers is sitting amongst us. When Imam Zaid comes up here, inshallah, we will tone it down, we will sit up, and we will take the ihtaram, the respect that is important when those of knowledge are speaking. So now let's go a little bit. Lumbar spine, sternum. Let's go. Everyone with me. Allahumma. صلي وسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا ورسولنا. Pucker your lips like you would kiss his forehead when you met him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Y'all want to do that one time together? So it's Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Y'all got it? Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. اللهم اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Imam Suhaib Webb and I were discussing his topic, and he did not like his topic of recreational drugs, shisha and marijuana, and then he took most of my topic, which is time, and I'm Okay, so I'm sitting there, you know, the young student of knowledge, and big Sheikh of Allah's heart comes up here, totally takes my topic, amazingly presents it, rants at you guys for like 10 minutes, and then he pats me on the shoulder on the way back. He goes, sorry about that one. I was like, okay, you go hang out with Abdul Nasser, I'll sort this one out. So in that much time, I scurried outside, turned on the bat signal, and Maulana Abdul Nasser had a brand new talk for me. So inshallah, we will try our best to just take a few moments here. I'm going to try to touch a few very important things. Being from California, I'm a lot more well-versed, realistically, a lot more well-versed with the drug situation. However you want to explain that, it's just a part of the culture out in Cali. So I'm going to leave the drugs, shisha, young men, let's just do one thing. Let's just do one thing to get it out of the way. How about we make intention tonight, we're not going to smoke shisha. How about that? Brother, my brothers, hang on. Allahu Akbar, can you? Brothers, can you make that intention just for now so that I don't have to talk about it for another 10 minutes? About, yeah, fair enough. Let's just make that intention. You look at the shari decisions on whether smoking is this or that. That's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what I would like to do is quickly entertain the concept of time. When we discuss time, many times there are two extremes in the Muslim ummah. Number one is, as soon as you tell someone, hey, I watched Iron Man 3, or I hope you didn't watch, but I watched Fast and Furious number 38, right? So at some point you tell someone, what is your religious family member? What do they tell you? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Right? I don't know what the ears have to do with anything. But in reality, there's either two extremes. You wasted time you could have done. But then again, you could have done with every moment of your day, you could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With every beat of the heart, you can be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that He created you. So let's make a benchmark. Don't be holier than thou. What I encourage everyone to do here is something really simple, and I will give you 2 points to conquer time. Tomorrow evening, I will be discussing, because I'm supposed to talk about social media and video games, right? So that's with drugs and a whole mess of other things. I'm supposed to talk about social media and about video games. I used to be the manager at Toys R Us in the video game section. So I know my games. No, I'm serious. I know my games. I will tell you this much. Let's take it to an extreme. So social media, sisters, if you just write down a fun fact. I asked a pediatrician. They followed up with this. Do you realize that every time you check your Facebook or Twitter, this is, and you could be Instagram or what's the other one called? Well, I know there's Facebook. I can't say that up on stage. Sorry, brother. He said, what do you say? Kink? Kick, sorry. He was like, kink. And I was like, not for me, buddy. It is a late night show, but not now. Every time you check social media, your brain goes through a certain set of patterns. So say you're working, you take 10 minutes out, you're watching a patient, you're about to read Quran, you whip out your phone and you check your Facebook. It takes your brain 15 minutes to get involved in the activity you were previously doing. I did not know that. I was like, yeah, no, I'm serious. After you finish salah, what's the first thing you do, brothers? Right? Yeah, sunnah manjan. This is what you do. You say, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Right, fam? Y'all are laughing, but ain't nobody laughing for the truth because we look at our phones. So that's the first thing. I just want to leave it there as a general concept. When you check constantly the status of other people, first thing that happens immediately is it takes your brain 15 minutes to get back to what you're doing. If you're memorizing the Quran, if you're spending time with your family. Now hang on here. Brothers who are married, do you know the level of disrespect a female experiences when you're talking to her and you're staring at your phone? You know, like every wife is like, I told you, chichi karo. Okay, so when he turns over and you're looking at their phone, this is something that is outside of adab. This is something that's outside of etiquette, but let's push forward a little bit. The first thing that we need to realize, and I'm going to be discussing this a little bit more tomorrow, when we think internet, young men, when we think internet, right? Yes, that's what we think. And that is the function and the purpose of internet for young people. It is pornography. Right? I told you I gotta be real for like 2 minutes and then we'll go back to having fun. Hang on. The reality of pornography on the internet is that it is not an American problem. because in America, it's accepted. Only in places where they are conservative, that makes Muslims, conservative Christians, they don't have an outlet out, so they experience these things. And this is the research that I came upon just yesterday after like 6-7 weeks. The average porn watcher spends approximately 2 hours and does something where he or she prolongs the watching of this so that they can prolong their own pleasure. Why am I trying to make this direct to you? If you believe, brother, I don't know what you're talking about, pornography is only for evil people, you live in a bubble. Number two, the reality that constantly watching my Facebook, my Twitter feed, it is going to have someone else's post about somebody. And it is going to lead you within 3 clicks, and this is information, statistical information. It takes a 10-year-old 3 clicks to reach imagery. And when I say pornography, you feel uncomfortable, right? What they show on Pretty Little Liars, what they show on Brothers and Sisters, what they show on The New Normal is pornography, guys. 10 years ago, you wouldn't be comfortable with that. A pediatrician would tell, that's aggressive. I don't think your child should be exposed to this. But because this is being done to us slowly, time is not something that's a concern to us. So I am not going to dilly-dally with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I am telling you that it will inevitably bring you, and I'm actually going to direct my attention here, brothers, it will inevitably bring you to a place that may leave you having to make a tough decision. Khalas. Number two, sisters, the reality of Facebook for females is a way to experience someone else's life because your life is empty. A mother came to me once and said, my daughter got her nose pierced. And I said, okay, that's cool. It's weird, whatever you're into. And she said, no, I'm upset. I said, what's so wrong? She said, all of her friends knew that her nose was pierced before I did. And I still couldn't get the concept. Sisters, can you tell me what she did? She got her nose pierced. She ran up the stairs, posted on Facebook. 38 friends liked it, and her mom didn't know. Istighfar, I guess. I don't know. At this point, it's this hollowing feeling, because the weird part of this conversation is 50% of the room is saying astaghfirullah, 20% of the room is like, well, what's the big deal? It's not that bad. It's only your mother. And there lies the issue. Last but not least, I'll touch on video games. Haris, don't worry about this one. I'm going to go all the way on this one. Friends, do you realize that Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, is used by the United States government? The army uses it to train for battles in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Were you aware of that? Yes. Okay, as long as you know that, then play knowing that. As long as you know that actual soldiers hold PlayStation controllers, play so that they can learn maps and terrains and how to kill people, I'm down. I'm down. Do whatever you have to do after that. Now, this is my topic. If I may try to explain what we're going to do with our time. So video games, parents, there are labels on video games for a reason. I used to have little kids coming into KB Toys when I was there in Toys R Us. They would curse at me, they would swear at me because they were trying to buy San Andreas Vice City. They were trying to buy Vice City, they were trying to buy these games. And I'm like, look, youngin, I ain't going to sell you no game. And they're like, bleep, bleep, Bin Laden's cousin, bleep, bleep. When they used to use that kind of language, I'd be like, maybe the game would help you use this correctly. But trust me, I got this true feeling of happiness when I would look at them and say, I can't give you this video game. Now, there's a reason why there are labels. Moms, I encourage you to do what every parent should do. Watch 1 hour of TV with your kids a week, with them. Whatever show they watch, watch it with them. And play the game with your kid. How hard? Just hold the controller, you'll die 10 times, it's okay. Right? Just sit there, hold the controller. You all are laughing, but I'm giving you tangible things. Hold the controller, play the game with your child. Which one? You did, mashallah. The brother has some information, maybe he'll be here soon. Allahumma tafaqihu fid din. Allah give him understanding of religion. Ameen. That's a tough crowd, man. Now we're going to take it a step further. I'd like to talk about time. The reality is we aren't all going to change our life and become more religious. You're not going to stop doing things. So what I would like to encourage you to do is fill in times of your day with Allah. Look, we pray 5 times a day, right? If you don't, and this is going to offend people, so I'm going to try it with ihtiram. If you don't pray five times a day, even though it is far to pray five, begin to pray two. When you pray two salawat a day, next week add one. And you will find the ease in making the salawat. But I assume, Ikna, you all pray five times a day. So what I'm going to ask you to do is between the salawat, between your prayer, brothers, I want you to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day. Now this could be, if you want to write down a word with me, write down the word Quranic supplication. There are 30 or 29 adi'ya in the Quran that while you're walking around during the day, you can just say Allah. Now you tell me where this dua is from. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, I'll give you the example, was thrown in a well. His brothers lied about his death. He was tried to be seduced by an older woman, thrown in jail, left in jail, lied about, slandered, became the minister of finance, became a king. His father and brothers who tried to kill him came back to him. What was the words he said to Allah when all the puzzle pieces went into place? Anybody knows? He said? Not this one? No, he didn't ask for Allah's help. I'm saying at the end. A lot of times we think about Allah when you need something. This is why, and Mama, you said it right. This is why Yusuf alayhi salam's dua, adhkar, it's for us. We live in North America, we have everything. You don't need to ask Allah for anything. When all the puzzle pieces fell and all of his patience and charts were done, when all of the cooking and laundry was done, when all of his homework and finals were done, he said, فَأَنْطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. How many times have you thought through a day? Don't ask Allah for anything. But when you finish work and you walk out of work, say Allah, Hasbi Allah. Can you say it with me? Blow through your seam from here. Say, Hasbi Allah. Okay. Check your breath. Watch, it's second part of your throat. It's a guttural sound. Say, yeah, y'all should have done that before coming, but I'll help you out on this one. 11:30, I'm telling you, check your breath. Women folk, do your thing. Okay, everyone. Hasbi Allah. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa hu. Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa hu. These adi'ya, are you recognizing God? I'm happy. My day is good. How many times do you get through the day, Allah, I need this. Allah, I'm stuck in traffic. But when you get out of traffic, can you remember Allah? That's the only share that I want to have with you today. Number one, I want you to bring Allah into the beautiful parts of your day. Just when something goes good. When you drain a three, always, when you drain three. When you drain it, oh, brother, could you stand up for me? When you drain a three, I need you to say, Hasbi Allah. Brothers, when you line it up, I don't know why you line up so much, but you know when you line it up so tight, you can like give yourself a paper cut? Say Hasbi Allah. When Maulana Nasir matched his shirt to his shoes, what did I tell him to say? Hasbi Allah. Sisters, when your hijab pin matches your socks, Hasbi Allah. You know you all do it. You know you're all like set up, sit there, hijab pin and socks. Hey, I would do it. No problem. I guess that's kind of awkward. Number one, bring Allah into the beautiful parts of your day, and I'm only going to close with something that I think is most important. So friends, answer the question here quickly. How many prayers do we have in a day? Five. What kind of prayers? Fard. Give me English. Yeah, obligatory don't mean jack to you. Give me an English word. I don't speak so much edumacations. Obligatory is too hard. You have to, and if you don't... Thank you. This is important. Did you just tell me to go to hell? Because it's on like Donkey Kong outside. I mean, I'm down. You go to hell, fair enough. There is one prayer in the day, which is wajib. I'm gonna explain something to you. In all four schools of thought, there is something in a day that is wajib. If you do not pray witr, you will attain sin, but not go to hell due to that sin. Does that make sense? My sister is right. If you don't pray fard prayers, and you say consciously, I'm not talking about a surgeon who's locked up in the ER. I'm talking about someone who consciously says, bump that. God gave me everything for free and I did it myself. That guy, not so good. We make dua for him. Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. But there's a second prayer which is called witr. Witr prayer. When do you pray witr, brothers? You ain't a brother, but that works. Brothers, one more time. Not really. After Isha, I make my Isha exactly on time. Before you sleep. Imam Malik's practice was to pray witr by closest, so the next action was to sleep. Some, according to the Ahnaf, if you go with the Hanafi flow, then you can't speak after witr. So bear with me here for a second. I want you all to pray witr because you can. I want you to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fresh wudu, fresh. No such thing as I have wudu for witr. Look this up amongst the fuqaha. None of them prayed witr with the same wudu. They made fresh wudu. But I want you to think about something. And I'm not playing here at all. I actually tried to implement this every day before coming. I want you to make fresh wudu. Brothers, I want you to comb your beards out. Sisters, I want you to put lotion on your face and then I want you to dry it. Hang on. I want you to, you know how a surgeon cleans their hands? I would like you, because these are the hands that are gonna stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and witr. I don't want you to touch this light switch. I want you to come out of the bathroom with sterile hands. You can use this to close the light, bear with me. You have lotion on your face, your clothes are clean, your night suit is, you have clean clothes on, not small clothes, but clean clothes. You have lotion on your face, and brothers, I again am not joking. If your beard is thick, take a hairdryer. I don't want anything to be touching or itching your face at all, sisters. I told you to oil of Olay, whatever you gotta do, do your thing. But seriously, come out of the bathroom, pray Salatul Witr, and pray Witr because you can. This is a use of your time. Look, we're all gonna sin through the day, guys. Tomorrow morning, there are gonna be 10 billboards on the way here. Tomorrow morning, the radio station in the elevator is gonna play music. Let's just be real. Witr is the only thing you have between you and Allah, and nobody knows about it. Witr is the only prayer. Whether you pray according to Ahnaf, the Maliki, Shafi'i, or Hanbali opinion, witr is a conversation between you and Allah. I believe my time is done. May I take one last minute? I have 1 minute. There's one dua I want you to read in witr. It's a dua that shakes me in my core. If you could repeat this dua, it would mean a lot. But I think I touched a few topics. We're not gonna smoke tonight, inshallah. Bi-ithnillah, sisters, we'll do our best not to live our lives on the internet. And finally, we will realize, if you spend time on the internet, you will end up amongst the $16.9 billion pornographic industry, but that's khalas, we leave it at that. Now let's take it a step further. And I'm not joking, I would like you to pray witr like a surgeon. I would like you to walk in, don't touch anything, because these are the hands after you make kunud in the third raka'ah, what are you gonna do? You can hold these hands up to Allah. You don't want them to touch anything. I don't know, maybe only a doctor could have experienced this. You know when your hands are sterile, and you touch anything, then you can tell that you touch something, right? That's why they do this. I've walked in, I've been there. They don't touch it, because even just touching yourself, I touched something. Sterile field is broken. I want you to repeat a dua with me. Try to memorize it today, inshallah. If not all of it, half of it. But listen to the words of this dua, and this will make your time count. And I will leave you on one subtle word before we do this dua. If anyone in this room still has trouble recognizing whether Allah really is worth our time, take a moment right now amongst 2,000, 3,000 people, 2,000. Take a moment amongst these people to say, if God isn't worth your time, what are 3,000 other people doing here? Are they all really just that genuinely stupid? They're all the opiate of the masses? You can write this down. If religion is the opiate of the masses, then opium is the religion of the masses. I ask you to think about this. If you are sitting in this room trying to decide whether you're going to be Islamic or not, just do yourself a favor. You think you are the only one who figured it out and all these other people are morons? I'm asking you a genuine question. Are you willing to gamble your life on a Las Vegas craps table and say, you know what? All these religious people, they got it messed up. I'm going to roll the dice and be like, I'm worth my time. God isn't. I didn't say a word of religion to you. I asked you to play. Come, I will fly you to Vegas. I want you to roll your life on dice. That's what you do when you don't accept Allah needs your time. I'm not asking you to become religious. I'm saying accept it. God needs our time. And once you've accepted that, life gets a lot better. Beautiful dua narrated in the sound books of hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the sound narrations, whoever reads this dua and dies in the morning, Allah will give him Jannah. Sound trivial, right? It's the promise of my Lord. He said, whoever reads this dua at night and passes away, Allah will give him Jannah. So we do this dua tonight. And even if you don't believe Allah owes your time, you're still going to repeat after me because you paid 50 bucks to get in here. So let's get it on. Allahumma, anta rabbi. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. You big into the Arabic. It's like this whole talk was in Arabic. La ilaha illa ant. There is no other deity, God, other than you. خَلَقْتَنِي. You created me from nothing. وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. And I am your slave. Listen to these words and I will close on this. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. Mama, this is the most beautiful dua. Because when you make this prayer, are you saying He God or what are you saying? You God. You're talking directly to Allah. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. Allah, I am your slave and I will stick by my promise. I will stick by my promise that I will believe in you and give you my time to the mustatat, to the best of my ability. I will complete the dua there. There's so much more for us to do. You do? Alhamdulillah. If you type these words into YouTube, you will find them. If you type the words dua review, dua, D-U-A, review into YouTube, I made 30 videos with small adi'iya. And if you type the words Quranic supplications, they will be there. I will ask you to do this much. When you spend 3 hours watching a Bollywood flick, when you spend 16 hours finishing the playoffs, I only ask you one question. I'm not telling you not to watch it. If you spend 3 hours doing one activity, can you not spend half of that time in the remembrance of Allah? Right? Walking dead people? Walking dead people? Boo. Okay, yeah. You know there's like 100 walking dead people. They're all like, no, I'm just too religious for this thing. Walking dead, that's halal. It's haram. Okay. Those of us who put time into a specific series. Okay, watch. Office people? Must you hoot for everything? I would have been okay with yes, hadir, labaik. 10 years we spent with those people. 10 years we spent with Pam and Jim. But hang on though. Do we know the lives of the companions as well? I'm not trying to make you sad. I'm trying to say if you watch a 22-minute episode of a sitcom, watch a 29-minute episode of the life of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. It's free on YouTube. The Qatari government spent $70 million in order to produce this. No Pam and Jim, no problem. Be a fan of Oscar. I have no problem. If you spend 22 minutes with them, spend 15 minutes with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is in your hands. It's the only thing that you have the ability or control over. Jazakallahu khairan. I will see everyone tomorrow. Anything that was said clean today is from Allah. May I ask you a question that will take a yes or a no? You can say no, I won't mind. How many people intend, who will pray witr today? Can I get Allahu Akbar? No, I mean, can I really get Allahu Akbar to like the speaker shakes? Allahu Akbar! Jazakallahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. One second. Out of respect for the mashayikh who are amongst us, they don't really appreciate the clapping. So I'll walk away and you guys just say Allahu Akbar and it'll be perfect. Ready? 3, 2, no doubt, Allahu Akbar. Ready? Bismillah.